Welcome to the Christian Wealth Podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
Hey there, and welcome to this episode. Now, today we're talking credit cards. Now, this is a bit of a topic favourite of mine, simply because I hate credit cards. Let me use some extreme language for you, just to make it clear. Credit cards are evil. They cause so many problems for so many people. Basically, the interest rates on them are extortionate, and there is a very real risk that you'll get yourself into hot water with a credit card. Okay, and the reality is most people aren't great with credit cards. And I want to also propose to you some alternatives. But basically, my view is you do not need a credit card. These days, there are lots of alternatives and simple solutions, so you don't need to have a credit card. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, Alex, I get points from them, or I'll use them for emergencies, or I'll pay them in full every month. And sometimes people are good with them, you know. They will pay off their credit card in full each month. But the funny thing about a credit card is they're addictive, okay? So they're very easy to spend money on. We've got a whole tap-and-go culture where it's very easy just to spend money, and credit cards make it very easy, too easy to do so. And there's something different between putting money on a credit card to watching your own bank balance going down by using your own money. You're much more careful if you're watching your savings go down than if you're spending on a credit card, okay? Because it's the inverse of each other. And so I'd really encourage you to get rid of the credit card and move to a debit card. Most banks these days offer debit cards, which allow you to still make online transactions and do all those sorts of things that you would like to do and interact in the global economy without any problem at all. Okay, now, as I say, with credit cards, they're simply too easy to use. The interest rates are extortion. Now, just to give you a sense of how problematic it is, if the interest rate on a credit card is 18%, you have to pay that 18% off with after-tax money, okay? So you've got to earn your salary, pay tax on it, and pay it off after-tax money. So you're paying 18%. The reality is if you grossed it up to allow for your tax rate, you're probably paying 25 to 30% interest on a credit card. So they are extremely bad. There's often lots of fees associated with them as well, such as to get frequent flyer points and so forth. And my experience with the frequent flyer points is very simply that the points generally don't pay for themselves, okay? They generally are not worth it, okay? You have to spend a huge amount of money in order to get sufficient points to do the things that you want to do. So as I say, go to the debit card, get out of credit card debt, and you'll save more and you'll be more careful with your money.